for the heart and soul of America. Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Remember when they came to Gonzales, Texas, after the Alamo? They came for the cannons. That's what Come and Take It originally was. I mean, we can put pictures of guns on the flag, and we have contemporary pictures on there. But, you know, we have these discussions with people, and we say, these are military weapons. You can't have military weapons. The Second Amendment was about military weapons. The war in Texas began because they were coming to take the weapons. The American Revolution began because they were coming to take the weapons, and they were coming to take cannons. Don't talk to me about military rifles. This is the means to protect our country and ourselves. The Second Amendment is saying that the militia, which is not the National Guard, it's the citizens, not a permanent standing army that will get us involved in permanent war, which it has now. We have a mercenary permanent army, and we have an empire, and that's not what we wanted. It's not what we should want in the future. Switzerland takes a different approach. Everybody there has fully automatic weapons. They're trained on how to use it. Their country is a fortress. They remained an island during World War II that was not invaded. It's a very important principle that we're looking at here. You have a right and a duty to protect yourself and your country and your family. And part of that begins by understanding the basis of that right, understanding how people are trying to take that from you and speaking out about that. So we're going to talk about that today. And we're going to take a look at the politicians who are shooting their mouths off, trying to take away your ability to communicate, your free speech, trying to take away your ability to shoot, to defend yourself. And also, they're coming after your cars. Your cars. They're going to take away your ability to move. It's a complete militarized takedown of our dignity and our freedom. And so we're going to take a look at that. We're going to take a look at the miserable efforts of the FBI once again to protect in this particular instance. We're going to take a look at the media that is allied in this, and we're going to actually take a look at some solutions of what needs to be done and the real conspiracy that's not being looked at here. Because there is a big conspiracy. And there is a big cover-up. It may not be what you're looking for. It may not be so sensational. And we may not get a lot of view counts to talk about that conspiracy, but you need to hear it. And I tell you what, it really is sensational if you understand what's going on. We're going to have as our guest today, Ann Black Tracy. And she has a website, Drug Awareness. She has been talking about this for 25 years. You want something really sensational? How about hallucinations and minds on drugs and the entire country taken down by drugs? And these are the people who are funding the news and buying off the politicians, not the NRA. How many commercials have you seen for the NRA on Fox News versus how many commercials you've seen from Big Pharma? How many commercials have you seen for the NRA on CNN, NBC, MSNBC, and others versus commercials for Big Pharma? That's what you need to pay attention to. That's what nobody is talking about. That's the real conspiracy. The conspiracy of Big Pharma, the government, and the media. And you don't have most people. I'm still amazed at some of the stuff that I got from Ann that we're going to be talking about today. The calls that we had yesterday, and we had Ann was one of the people who called in. She was listening to the show. And she was very informed, so we talked to her, found out who she was, and we have her back again today. She is an expert on this. She's been all over the media on this. She's been talking about it for decades. They don't want you to know. But we had another individual who called in, who in tears was telling us what had happened to her daughter when the college gave these drugs to her. This is the real sensational stuff, folks. This is real sensationalism. It isn't about multiple shooters. It's about multiple drugs and how this has been going on for multiple decades and how it's getting far worse much more quickly than you can believe. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill. a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to the show. On this February the 16th, 2018, I'm David Knight. And as we look at this high school shooting, I have to tell you, this individual was not a lone shooter. We absolutely know that he is not a lone shooter. He had a silent partner in this, a partner that's not being talked about by the government, by the media, by Big Pharma. And I'm telling you, this is a troubled individual. His former sister-in-law said that he was on drugs, that he had autism. Oh, that's interesting. Where does that come from? He had, he was given medication to control his emotions, his depression. His mother had just died recently, about 3 months ago. Yeah, he had a silent partner in this, but we're going to break that silence. We have Ann Black Tracy, who is with drugawareness.org. She has been talking about this for decades. And let me tell you something. This is, as we look at the move that is being made by the politicians, and they're already, the DNC is bankrupt, and they're making a lot of money pushing gun control. So is Bloomberg's organization. Every town is making a lot of money. They made about $750,000 in the first 24 hours. We don't have any figures yet on the DNC, but they immediately went out with their email, their fundraising. So we're going to talk about what the real threat to America is, what the real issues are here. We're also going to talk about the updates to this, and Ann is going to be our guest, and she's going to break down the you want some sensationalism? You're gonna, Ann Blake Tracy, yes. She's going to be, joining us. I think I said Ann Black. It's Ann Blake Tracy. Thank you for correcting that. She's gonna be joining us and breaking down the really sensational effects of these drugs. And, we've got President Trump saying we're gonna take a look at mental illness, and we do need to take a look at that, but that, we gotta make sure that when we look at mental illness, that we don't just start handing out more pills, because that has been the approach for the last couple of decades. So educate yourself. Make sure you defend yourself. And part of defending yourself is to make sure that you understand the basis of your rights, your fundamental rights, and your right and duty to protect them by speaking out. Before we get into that, though, I just want to update some other news, because there's other things that are very important that are happening. DACA was the deadline we were told was yesterday, but they're still working on it because they couldn't get anything through. They had a bipartisan group of senators who rejected the deal. This is interesting. They called themselves the Common Sense Caucus, because I guess the Gang of Eight was a little bit too pejorative, and that was a name that was given by other people to them. The last time they tried this, they were called the Gang of Eight, but they didn't get through that time either. So this time they decided that they would take the high ground and give themselves a name. Remember? That's always a tactic. It's always a strategy. China builds an artificial island in the China Sea, as if they own that island, and then they start putting weapons on it, and then they start naming underwater features around there and say, hey, look, see, it's the China Sea. All these underwater features have our name on them. We own this. And that's the way the Democrats own you. They're very clever about seizing the high ground in this. But they say the response from the White House was very swift. One senior official called it a giant amnesty bill, a public response from the Department of Homeland Security, which is charged with what? Protecting our borders, enforcing the law, the immigration law, It was the Department of Homeland Security under Obama that got us into this mess. Again, DACA came about because, not because of any law that was ever passed. There was no DACA law. There has been no Dream Act passed, but they geniusly use the term dreamer. Dreamer. There is no such thing as a dreamer. But they use that term because that gives them the moral high ground. The language that they choose. But under Janet Napolitano as Director of Homeland Security, she said, we are not going to enforce the law. It's deferred action for childhood arrivals. So she just unilaterally said, even though I took an oath and took an office, I'm going to ignore that oath. I'm going to ignore the duties of my office, and I'm not going to enforce the law. And that's what we're talking about here. And so the DHS under Trump condemned it as the end of immigration enforcement. Well, that's exactly, by definition, that's what DACA is. It is the end of immigration enforcement. Which brings us to these idiotic trials or judges that we've had in both California and New York. How does a judge come back and say, well, you're not going to be allowed to enforce immigration laws? What? We're not talking about a law here. No law was ever changed one way or the other. There were laws and borders that were in effect before Janet Napolitano's memo from Homeland Security. So we're not talking about changing any laws. The judges don't have anything to say here. And Trump ought to tell them the same thing that Andrew Jackson told the Supreme Court. Well, you made your ruling. Let's see you enforce it. We need to have some strong action here. Ted Cruz has said, how did my party end up to the left of Barack Obama on amnesty? That's the question, because we've got the GOP now struggling to push amnesty and citizenship for these people, dreamers, who don't exist. They're still trying to come up with something. And this bill that they put together yesterday only got 39 votes. 39 votes. No support for it. But we still have Republicans leading the way to try to get amnesty and citizenship for dreamers. We've got Lindsey Graham. We've got Rob Portman. We've got Jerry Moran. All Republicans. They say they're going to try to do something for these people that were shielded by Obama. We're going to do more for them than Obama did. And when we do that, even talking about this, folks, you understand, we look at this and a lot of people say, see, Trump's plan was working. He knew that if he upped the ante on this stuff, even if he upped the ante, that they still wouldn't pass it. Even if he ups the ante, they're still not going to like him. I don't know what the point of. He did send a big signal to people in other countries that if you get across the border, you can stay. And all this talk about this, whether this passes this time or not, this is throwing us under the bus the longer this goes on from the GOP senators and from the White House. The longer we talk about the fact that we're going to do something for these dreamers and we're going to have a framework for amnesty and citizenship, the longer we talk about that, the worse we make this situation for America, because it's going to encourage illegal border crossings, and eventually we're going to get exactly what they want, whether it's the Republicans who do it or the next administrations that follow when the Democrats take back power, because they will take back power at some point in time. That always happens. It always swings back and forth. They say Senate Democrats seem very unlikely to back a package that includes $25 billion for border security and no pathway to citizenship for dreamers. Don't worry, we'll get the Republican Party to compromise, because that's what the Republican Party is good at. The grand compromising party. It's not the grand old party. It ought to be the GCP. That's what we should start calling it, the grand compromise party. They compromise everything. But let's talk about something that's going right now, and actually a genius plan, and that's the Trump food stamp proposal. And I've mentioned this a couple of times. I think it's a great idea. Getting rid of this food stamp currency that can be used in black markets to trade it in for cash, trade it in for drugs, whatever. And as I said before, this is like when you see somebody on the street, you feel sorry for them, but you're worried that if you just hand them cash, they're going to use it to buy more drugs, more alcohol. So maybe you give them food. You go get some food, or you take them somewhere and give them food and watch them eat it. And so that's what we're looking at here. But then you have these people who push back and say, well, I don't like this. This isn't the kind of food that I want to eat. I should have the choice to pick what I want to do. No, beggars are not choosers. And I'm sorry if circumstances have caught up to you. But not necessarily saying that you that you're entirely responsible for this. I mean, circumstances catch up to everybody. But look, the point is that you're not supposed to like being on food stamps. You should be motivated at the very least to do something about it. And we got to do something to cut down the fraud and abuse. As I say, don't like it, take every available action to get off of food stamps and get independence, at which point you can buy whatever you like. That's an article from Zero Hedge. They think it'll save taxpayers $129 billion. And part of the idea is that you're not going to be able to trade or sell your food stamps to get booze, cigarettes, drugs, or even use them to buy gourmet meals. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the Body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet colloidal silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a Silver Bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a Silver Bullet.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to get to the gun control calls, the students shouting, no more guns, no more guns. And we're going to point out to you what schools were like just 30 years ago, where students took their guns with them on the way to school because they were involved in shooting clubs and they had discipline and they had respect for what guns could do to protect people, to protect people. They always want, it's such an amazingly one-sided view that we have here. And I'm going to give you a personal anecdote about a gun that was used to protect in my family. Not reported in the statistics, by the way. No, you don't ever see that in the statistics. The mere presence of guns in this country has stopped us from having millions, tens of millions. Every time we see 17 people die or 25 people die, yes, that is a tragedy. You know what is a greater tragedy? When 17 million or 25 million or 50 million get killed by their governments. Over 100 million have been killed by their governments. And it's places where they had gun control. And of course, interestingly enough, in our country, as we see all these people, it's interesting to see the comments that people make on Twitter, the talking points of the left. Oh, look, we banned guns in Australia and in the UK. And all of a sudden, we have no more violence, no more deaths from guns. No, they do. They do. So we'll talk about that back and forth. And we'll also point out that if you really want a comparison, instead of comparing different countries and different societies, take a look at different cities within America. And you'll see, quite obviously, that where most of our murders are taking place are in the gun-free zone, gun control cities. So that's basically the reality that they do not want you to take a look at. Where the Democrats' policies have been tried and demonstrated as a failure. All right, I want to do a little bit more news before we get to the guns again today, because we talked about that all day yesterday, and there is some important updates to this. And we do have joining us today, Ann Blake Tracy with the drugawareness.org. She has been following the issue of these mind control drugs that have been prescribed for our children for quite some time. It's an amazingly sensational story. All right, but let's take a look at, we just talked about the food stamps. Let's take a look at the IRS, for example. Did you know that it's not just people in a lot of large corporations seeing the fact that the Trump tax reform has cut their taxes and they're giving out their employees bonuses? Well, the IRS does that a great deal, too. And interestingly enough, the IRS has been caught multiple times now giving large bonuses to employees who are tax cheats themselves. Yes, as we learned with Lois Lerner, there is a different set of rules for the IRS when it comes to taxes. Just as the IRS, when people said, what are you doing with these Tea Party groups? You're not giving them approval. They can't operate and raise money without approval from the IRS. You're slow walking this through, but you're quickly putting approval through for leftist groups. We'd like to see your information. Oh, well, you know, we lost that. Since when is that ever a valid excuse for the IRS that they're coming after you? Oh, I'm sorry, IRS, I lost my records. Well, then you're just guilty, because we presume that you're guilty, and you have to prove your innocence. But, of course, the IRS, there's no, even when they are guilty, they're not guilty. So we got the IRS still paying bonuses to nearly 2,000 bad employees, including more than two dozen who are actual tax cheats themselves. This is reported by the Washington Times. It said IRS screening did stop more than 1,000 employees with tax problems from getting bonuses, but still they had 1,962 employees with discipline problems and 26 who had been found to intentionally have cheated on their tax returns still paid bonuses in 2016 and 2017, topping $1.7 million. Given that this is the second time that the Inspector General's office has raised concern about the IRS awards process for employees with conduct or tax compliance issues, and that Treasury and Congress have both laid out clear expectations, we strongly believe that an assessment of resources, needs, and timelines to implement the recommendations will delay solving this very real and pressing problem, said Orrin Hatch. Well, you know, that's a polite way to put it. this is the corruption that we see in our government. And it's one of the reasons why it's a genius plan to stop the food stamp program and to just hand out food to people for at least half of their allowance. I mean, they're still going to get some food stamps. They'll still have some discretion there in that. But it's not supposed to be something that you're comfortable on, that you stay on forever. If you have a need, that's part of the problem with practicing charity through government bureaucracies, especially government bureaucracies within Washington, because one hand does not know what the other hand is doing. Even within the IRS, they're handing out bonuses to people who are obviously cheating on their taxes in the IRS. Do you think that they can catch people who are cheating on the welfare system? No, no. Let's take a look at these comments that The View and other people have made attacking Mike Pence's Christian faith. It began with Omarosa, which, as people have pointed out, why was she even in the White House? This was somebody, I can't understand what it was that she had to contribute. She was nothing but a reality TV star. And she was in the Trump White House, and now she's dumping on people in the Trump White House, specifically Mike Pence, in order to draw attention to herself. And then you have people like Joy Behar picking that up and running with it, and trying to use that to paint Christians as a form of mental illness. So we're not, Christians just aren't hate groups, as the Southern Poverty Law Center has pointed out. No, no, they're actually mentally ill, according to Hollywood. Hollywood that produces the kind, you want to see mental illness acted out on the screen. Look at the films that are produced by these people. I mean, that is true mental illness, true drug fantasies. But let's play the comments from God herself, Oprah Winfrey, according to Hollywood. You know, we were told that, when Meryl Streep got her award, she said she would like to thank God. Harvey Weinstein, I mean, she said. Remember that? Remember that when she called Harvey Weinstein God? Yeah, he is the God of Hollywood. He does represent the spirit of that place very well. But of course they have another God, and she is Oprah Winfrey. And here's what their God that they want to run, so desperately want their God to run for president. Here's what she had to say.
I've never looked outside for other people to tell me when I should be making a move. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't I know? Because if God actually wanted me to run, wouldn't God kind of tell me? And I haven't heard that.
Like I said before, I don't know if I want
that. It's one thing to talk to Jesus. It's another thing when Jesus talks to you.
Exactly. Okay, well, that's different.
That's called mental illness, if I'm not correct.
I'm
hearing voices.
You know.
Yeah. Do you think those people would ever say that about Oprah Winfrey? I put those two things back to back because they would never, never, ever say that about Oprah Winfrey. Of course, they would jump to say it about a Christian or about Mike Pence or somebody that they don't like. But they would never, ever criticize Oprah Winfrey. I mean, even people in Hollywood and the media who don't like Oprah Winfrey's politics would not criticize Oprah Winfrey. But when we come back, I'm going to play for you what Mike Pence said as these people step up, and also Stephen Scalise, who nearly died this year in that shooting from the Antifa leftists who wanted to shoot down a bunch of congressmen. They didn't call for gun control then, did they? Or actually, they tried to stop the congressmen from having guns to protect themselves. And you too, as well. So stay with us. We'll be right back with those clips.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're just playing back and forth of Oprah saying, well, God's not telling me to run for president. And, of course, they will dismiss that and they will praise that, quite frankly. They will never criticize Oprah's new age religion. But they will come after President Trump. And they'll come after Pence for saying that, and he didn't even say that. You had a woman who was trying to draw attention to herself, Omarosa, on Celebrity Big Brother, who said, as bad as you think Trump is, you should be worried about Pence. Everyone that is wishing for impeachment might want to reconsider their life. I'm a Christian. I love Jesus, but he thinks Jesus tells him to say things. And Joy Behar says, that's called mental illness. But she doesn't say it's mental illness when Oprah uses her new age religion. Because, she's God. You don't criticize Oprah. But Omarosa can criticize Pence. So let's play what Mike Pence had to say after getting all this criticism and being called mentally ill. Here's Mike Pence.
You're a troublemaker. What did you do to Joy Behar on MSNBC? So tell them what's up. Well, I heard about it. I didn't see it. And let me just say, look, criticism comes with this job. It's part of the job.
But just tell them the gist of what she said.
Well, I understand. I actually heard that ABC has a program that compared my Christianity to mental illness. And I'd like to laugh about it, but I really can't. I mean, Mike, I'm a believer. Tens of millions of Americans today will have ash on their foreheads to mark the beginning of Lent. An overwhelming majority of Americans cherish their faith. And we have all different types of faith in this country. But I have to tell you, to have ABC maintain a broadcast forum that compared Christianity to mental illness is just wrong. And it's an insult not to me, but to the vast majority of the American people who, like me, cherish their faith. I mean, my Christianity is the most important thing in my life. I try and start every day by opening the good book. My wife and I try and have a prayer together before I leave every morning. I can honestly tell you my faith sustains me in all that I do. And it's just a regular part of our lives. But I'm not unusual. I think I'm a very typical American. Whatever your faith tradition, people understand that. But I just think it demonstrates how out of touch some in the mainstream media are with the faith and values of the American people, that you could have a major network like ABC permit a forum for invective against religion like that. And I call them out on it, not because of what was said about me, but it's just simply wrong for ABC to have a television program that expresses that kind of religious intolerance. And we're better than that. Our country's better than that. And you're better than that. And I'd like to be light about it, but I really can't. Not for my sake, but for the tens of millions of Americans who cherish their faith. I can't be silent.
And again, he said it's something that sustains him. Where would Hollywood and cable television tell us to find solace, comfort, a foundation for our life? Well, they would tell us, get some pills from the big pharmaceutical companies and just chill back and find escape in entertainment and drugs. That's what these people sell. Let's understand what this is really about. We also have a interesting quote here from Steve Scalise, a clip I want to play for you. And, of course, remember, Steve Scalise was he was the most grievously injured of the congressmen that this one shooter tried to take out. They're not allowed to defend themselves. Congressmen are not allowed to defend themselves. Isn't that interesting? They can't, even though they have been vetted in their home states, they've been investigated. We have given them incredible amounts of power as our representatives, but they're not allowed to carry a gun in Washington, D.C. Isn't that interesting? And of course, neither are you. That's just as important. But here's what Steve Scalise, who was shot earlier this year or last year, and nearly died. Here's what he had to say.
Tom, there's any kind of tragedy, I mean, a shooting, a bombing, whatever, immediately you've got a group of legislators that go run out and start calling for gun control to take away the rights of law-abiding citizens. And they don't even know the fact of that particular event. And again, look at their bills, read their bills. They have nothing to do with these kind of shootings. What I first think we need to do is pray for the people that died, and there were unfortunately way too many people who died, but the families too. And all of these kids, Laura, there were a lot of kids that witnessed this that are going to have this with them the rest of their lives. The prayers help me tremendously. And unfortunately, there's some on the left that actually mock praying for people. They say, oh, do gun control,
try
but pray
it.
For
it's
people.
So trite.
I needed those prayers. Those prayers helped me and my family at a really difficult time, and you could feel them. These families need prayer. They need counseling. They need help. But look, let's go find out the root of these problems. And we're already seeing there were so many things that slipped through the cracks. The telltale signs were there. I mean, when every kid in the school says, geez, I mean, this kid was the one that we knew would be a shooter.
Yeah.
Why didn't anybody else know about that? I mean, these are the problems we need to go address.
Bill.
Again, addressing all of the mocking of prayer that's being done all over social media, all over the mainstream media, and in the wake of this shooting in Florida. We'll take a look at one other story here from Hollywood. And of course, we have the actor Jeffrey Tambor, who was just fired from Amazon's series called Transparent, where he plays a parent who is transgender. And he's kind of been hoisted by his own petard here, or I guess his own leotard. Tambor was first accused in November by his former assistant, a transgender woman named Van Barnes. I always get confused about this. Is this a guy who is a woman or a woman who is a guy? When they say transgender woman, what does that even mean? I don't know. So this guy or woman was a tranny who said in a private Facebook post that Tambor engaged in inappropriate behavior, including butt pats and playing pornography at loud volume levels, and told her she should be sleeping with him if I want a Hollywood industry appropriate pay grade. So there you go. You lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. So now this guy, the irony of this is that this guy who has been part of projecting this mental illness coming out of Hollywood, this moral decay coming out of Hollywood, has now been accused by somebody who's a tranny, and the entire program is going to be shut down. All right, another piece of irony here. How about this? The CIA gave a lot of information to mainstream media, like Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, New York Times. They leaked a lot of information to mainstream media. And then you've got an individual reporter who finds out that some of this information has been leaked to these people. So I would like to see what you sent them. He files a Freedom of Information request, which is the legal process to get transparency. But, of course, they ignore that. That's why we have WikiLeaks, is because these people will not obey any transparency laws. So the CIA comes back in this motion filed in New York court. The CIA claimed that its disclosure to reporters does not waive national security exemptions to freedom of information requests. So in other words, they can leak this information to selected reporters from the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, the New York Times. But then when this guy files a FOIA request, and his name is Johnson, when he files a FOIA request, they send him redacted emails of what they sent the reporters at the mainstream media. Talk about a double standard. Talk about a lack of transparency. This is absolutely amazing. Adam Johnson, a New York-based independent journalist. Even when he goes through proper procedures, they won't tell him what they told the other people. That's the corruption and the collusion.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to talk about the politicians who are shooting now, shooting their mouths off. Got some amazing clips here from some of these politicians. We're going to take a look at what the FBI did, what the media is doing, and some solutions. And then the next hour, we're going to be talking to Ann Blake Tracy. She's with the drugawareness.org. She's been looking at this for decades. She called yesterday in the program. We took callers yesterday. We had great callers across the board yesterday. Very, very interesting program to get your reactions, to let people talk about what they saw in this event. And one of the callers was Anne. She was very knowledgeable about selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, the mechanism of choice for treating people like this individual who shot people yesterday and making the situation much, much worse. So she's going to be joining us with some sensational information about what these drugs really do to people. And you need to understand this, because this is a story that is not going to be told on cable news. It's not going to be told by Fox. It's not going to be told by CNN or MSNBC. Fox may push back on the gun control stuff, but they're not going to get to the real co-conspirator in this, Big Pharma and these drugs. So we're going to get to her in the next hour, and we're going to talk about the gun control issues here in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products, the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because the products that we sell there are what funds this program. We really do appreciate your support, and we've got some deep discounts on some very powerful and popular products. We've got CellForce and the Real Red Pill, both 50% off. We've got our newest supplement, Icarin, which is a great way to support your liver, your kidneys, to detoxify your body. Icarin is now available at 50% off for limited time only as an introductory price. And we have a special InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack, Floor Life and Carnivore. Discounted the most we've ever had, 50% off. A great way to help your digestion and to increase your gut health with probiotics, those two products. So you can get them together at 50% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And we really do appreciate your support. All right, let's talk about the politicians here. And let's begin with a clip from Senator Nelson. I'm going to play you a clip from Senator Nelson. He's the Democrat senator from Florida. And then I'm going to play you a clip from Marco Rubio, the Republican senator. back to back. We'll play these things. We'll just play, number nine first. I'll probably have something to say before we go to Rubio, but let's play, Senator Nelson. This is the Democrat from Florida.
Not only to talk about it, but to screw up our resolve to do something about it. Because again, here is an automatic weapon, an assault
automatic
rifle. Just look in Florida. Pulse nightclub a couple of years ago.
Let's pause it right there. So assault rifle, which they never define, and automatic, which they have no idea what the definition of that is. And again, we have other clips of people saying, well, you know, he couldn't get a pistol, but you know, he could get this thing, you know, pistol. They limit him on pistols because he'd have to pull the trigger each time. And that's exactly the way the rifle works, a semi-automatic. That's what a semi-automatic is, by the way. I'm sure the people listening to this program understand what that is, but they intentionally confuse these things. And they talk about assault weapons because they make them want to sound scary. And as I remind you at the top of the program, when the American Revolution began, they were coming for state-of-the-art rifles and cannons at Concord and Lexington, because that's what tyrannical governments do. And when you don't have those, as we saw in the 20th century, as they had gun control in Hitler's Nazi Germany, as they had gun control in Stalin's communist Russia, as they had gun control in Mao's communist China, we had more than 100 million people killed by the government. Yeah. Yeah. Guns don't kill people. Governments do. All right, let's continue on with what he has to say here with us.
The Fort Lauderdale Airport. Now this. And that's just the state of Florida. So we certainly ought to talk about all the other things that everybody's talking about, mental health, protection.
Okay, that's enough. I can't take him with this guy. Obviously, there is no IQ test for being elected to the Senate. Let's play the clip of Marco Rubio, the Republican.
Some of your colleagues in the Senate here from Washington, D.C. have already been trying to make this about policy and about gun control. Is this the appropriate time to be doing that?
It's not only because people don't know how this happened. I mean, who this person is, what motivated them, how did they get a hold of the weapon that they used for this attack. I think it's important to know all of that before you jump to conclusions that there's some law that we could have passed that could have prevented it. And there may be, but shouldn't we at least know the facts? And so I think that you can always have that debate, but if you're going to have the debate about this particular incident, you should know the facts of that incident before you run out and prescribe some law that you claim could have prevented it. I've seen
all right, so we're so far away from knowing the facts, we don't even know what we're talking about. They want to demonize a weapon and say this is all about the weapon, but they don't even understand what weapons they're talking about. We have the Florida governor. When asked about tighter gun regulations, he said, everything is on the table. That's right, everything, including your right, your God-given right, recognized in the Constitution to protect yourself. That's on the table, too, from the Republican governor, Rick Scott. Every town is now, this is the gun control organization, created and backed by Mike Bloomberg, the former New York City mayor. They are profiting off of this, as is the DNC. Every town saw $750,000 come in online in 24 hours after the shooting, reports Politico. And they've got a 5-action plan to energize supporters ahead of the midterms. Yeah, don't pay any attention to the facts. Just get excited about this. And that's the problem when we look at this. So they want to rush people into this. They want to profit off of this. They want to raise money. As NTK Network points out, the cash-strapped DNC is already fundraising off of this tragedy. They want to come in. You know, we've got grieving parents. We've got them screaming at President Trump on social media. And they want to use that grief, that emotion. They don't want people to think about what's going on or think about what a real solution is or really even understand what the problem is. They have an agenda. They want power. They want money. And they will use this to do that. So, you know, as I said yesterday, when we look at these situations, if we don't know what we're talking about at all here, that's like just grabbing a bucket of liquid and throwing it on a fire. And you don't know whether that's an electrical fire or wood fire. You don't know if what you're throwing on it is going to make the fire worse. If you're throwing gasoline on the fire, they don't care. They don't care. Just do something. We got a clip of kids standing outside of a school just screaming, no more guns, no more guns. This is the level of visceral insanity that we're seeing here. Trump says he will visit Florida and emphasize mental health. And yes, that is a key issue here. But how is it going to be emphasized? We see the CDC, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, said yesterday that he would allow his department to conduct research into the causes of gun violence. So now we got the people around President Trump, even though he's saying this is about mental illness. Well, how are they going to spend this? Will they spend this to say, well, we need to remove guns? He said, we believe we've got a very important mission with our work with serious mental illness, as well as our ability to do research on the causes of violence. See, the guns cause violence here. And the causes behind tragedies. That's a priority for us, especially at the CDC, he said. And then a Democrat House of Representatives, Congresswoman Kathy Castor, pressed him, they said. This is The Hill. Specifically on the annual appropriations provision. And it says, none of the funds made available in this title may be used in whole or in part to advocate or to promote gun control. See, so far it sounds like, because we do know this is a mental illness situation. Now, they won't talk about what is exacerbating the mental illness or how we could do something with mentally ill patients to keep them from having the ability. Maybe we put them in an insane asylum. No, we can't do that anymore. Let's give them pills and put them out on the street, pills that will make them worse. But I don't think that's what the CDC is looking at, because he responded when she said, well, your law says that you cannot advocate or promote gun control. And he says, well, that only prevents advocacy, but we can still research on what we should do with gun control. This is Trump's Secretary of Health and Human Services. And then asked by Castor if he would be proactive on gun violence, he said, we certainly will. We see this as part of the CDC's mission. And they've been using doctors to ask people if they own guns, because that is a sign of mental illness if you own guns. That's the way they're pushing this out. And we've got Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, asked by another Democrat, John Lewis, congressman from Georgia. He says, Mnuchin says, well, I think the gun violence is a tragedy we've seen yesterday. I urge Congress to look at these issues. And so John Lewis asked whether or not there was any money to address gun violence and gun control. And we've got Sessions out there who says, I believe very strongly in enforcing gun laws. I believe there's no value in having them on the books if they're not prosecuted. Okay, well, you know what? If we're going to go with gun prohibition, you might want to take a look at how your drug prohibition has worked out. It hasn't worked out too well. Hasn't stopped any use of it, but we've gotten a lot more dangerous forms of it. Well, you want to live in interesting times? You prohibit guns and see what people create.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said, there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there, you have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right, well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to get to the core issue coming up in this next hour here. We're going to be talking to Ann Blake Tracy with drugawareness.org. And we got a cartoon that they just showed on the screen here. Basically, Big Pharma with the guns. Ben Garrison is on top of what the true issue is here. You got a bottle, an angry bottle is the head, and it's got guns on either side, and you got Barack Obama telling us it's the guns that are the problem, because they don't want to talk about the obvious issue here. And well, we're going to talk about that coming up in the next hour. Actually, the second segment, we're going to have Ann Blake Tracy joining us. But take a look at the way that CNN has pushed this. You know, when I look at the, actually guys, pull up the clip of CNN. When you look at CNN's headlines, it's all visceral. It's all emotional. It's all exploitation of people's grief. There is no rational discussion of what's going on here. You see, a coach, young athletes, a fresh-faced student. That's what it says across the top. They see loved ones lost. These are the 17 lives taken in a high school shooting in Florida, burying their children before the shooting, sisters exchanged texts, etc. So it's all about that. And then getting you tied up in the grief and the tragedy and the emotions of this, and then selling you the chance that you've got to take away the guns. Take away the guns. Pull up that clip that we've got of the kids at the high school just chanting, no more guns, no more guns. Can you pull that up? Yeah, let's run that clip here. This is what they're doing. This is what they, this is the end result of just the emotionalism.
No more guns! No more guns!
So it's a massive candlelight rally, people shouting, no more guns. That is not a solution. I would actually like to do something about people dying in schools. And I would like to make sure that we don't have massive, democides like we have seen in countries where they have removed guns from people as well. I'd like to have the ability to protect myself and my family. I have that right. We're going to fight for that right. But we have so much information that has come out, hoaxes and so forth. We got USA Today saying Florida school shooting has provoked a lot of hoaxes, doctored tweets, Russian bots and so forth. What they do not do is call out all the news organizations that label this as white supremacists. Last evening, about 5 or 6 o'clock Central Time, as I looked through the news, I saw all these headlines, especially places like Daily Mail that is so anti-gun. That's Piers Morgan's rag there. But all these headlines saying white supremacists killed. And still AP refuses to take that back off as they talk about that. But then they point out the other things. They said BuzzFeed News also took to Twitter to debunk what it said was a hoax screenshot that was circulated. Said, why we need to take away white people's guns now more than ever. They said, well, you know, that was a doctored screen and we never put that up there. But they did put up stuff, not BuzzFeed, but AP. And so many news outlets, as I pointed out, Daily Mail and others, they've now changed it. But they had, he was a white supremacist and so forth, linking him to a group that he was never linked to. There's always information going on both sides. There were reports that he was a registered Democrat. That made our site, that made Gateway Pundits, but it was a different Nicholas Cruz. So everybody is trying to say, well, he's part of this side, he's part of that side, but not talking about the core issue here. And of course, one of the other issues is also immediately surfacing, were the reports of Sam Hyde, the comedian, which they always put out there. And that got, CNN last time during the Texas shooting. But they won't talk about what is really happening. And we have the ADL and, AP. Still using these pranks, saying he was a member of the Florida militia. That perhaps began with 4chan, just as the Sam Hyde stuff did. But they nevertheless pushed it through. And it took them a very, very long time to walk this back. When we come back, we're going to have some more disinfo from Megyn Kelly and from Jimmy Kimmel. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
show. You're on the air. Another Matt. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're again talking in the last segment about what the news media is doing and various organizations like the ADL. They admitted that they learned of the alleged shooter's involvement with the Republic of Florida through 4chan. And I guess they took that back. And they said, no. Well, it wasn't him. It was Sam Hyde, because we found out about that through 4chan as well. That was a tweet from Jack Posobiec. But we've got other interesting news that is just as false from Megyn Kelly. She's delivered a sermon to us about how powerful the NRA is. The NRA, she says, is too powerful and our politicians are too weak. And Megyn Kelly is too dishonest or ignorant to really get to the problem here. But here's what Megyn Kelly had to say.
The NRA is too powerful, our politicians are weak, and the guns are too ubiquitous. Guess how many guns there are in America, do you know? Over 300 million. They say 6 to 10 million AR-15s, like the one reportedly used in Florida. So now we've seen it a million times. We're going to debate that gun. But any semi-automatic can unleash carnage. There was no AR-15 at Virginia Tech, and that remains the worst school shooting in U.S. history. 32 dead. Nothing changed. Nothing. Can it? In the meantime, I and other parents have to send our kids to school and play Russian roulette with their lives.
Yeah, this is Megyn Kelly, who, when she was here, was like a deer in the headlight. He mentioned civil asset. Never heard of that term before. She is profoundly ignorant, but she's also virtue signaling to the left after her spat with Jane Fonda, trying to reassert herself in there. We'll talk about the statistics that are out there, because there's other statistics that are being bandied about by the left. But before we do that, let's continue on with the visceral attacks on media on guns, because we're going to debate that gun, she said. We're going to debate that gun. It's all the gun to Megyn Kelly. That's all they want you to see. But let's take a look at Jimmy Kimmel. This is a guy who cries so much that he ought to start wearing clown makeup so he looks more like Pagliacci, okay? But here's Jimmy Kimmel, again, talking about the NRA. Jimmy Kimmel.
Here's what you do to fix that. Tell your buddies in Congress, tell Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and Marco Rubio, all the family men who care so much about their communities, that what we need are laws, real laws, that do everything possible to keep assault rifles out of the hands of people who are going to shoot our kids. Go on TV and tell them to do that.
That's right. You know, we can't get on TV because it's being funded by big pharmaceutical companies.
You told us you were going to bring to the White House. It's time to bring it. We need it. Tell these congressmen and lobbyists who infest that swamp you said you were going to drain. Force these allegedly Christian men and women who stuff their pockets with money from the NRA year after year after year to do something now, not later. Now, and don't you dare let anyone say it's too soon to be talking about it, because he said it after Vegas, he said it after Sandy Hook.
After
he
Vegas? Said
that after every
Seriously?
One of these eight now fatal school shootings we had
two?
In this country this year. Children are being murdered.
Okay, now he starts to cry. Okay. Well, I guess maybe he realized that when he tried to make his case, he picked the two most obviously problematic mass shootings we've had, Sandy Hook and Vegas. I'm not going to get into that conspiracy aspect of this, because the real conspiracy that is here is right here in front of our face. And we're going to be talking to Ann with drugawareness.org about this later on. But they say that the NRA owns Congress. Well, you know what? Big Pharma owns these people. As I said earlier in the program, Megyn Kelly's former network, Fox, how many ads did they have from the NRA versus ads from Big Pharmaceuticals? Virtually every ad that they have is for a pharmaceutical that's very dangerous. As a matter of fact, you know, one of the articles that I got from Ann's site, something going back to 2009. This isn't anything new. We start talking about selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRI drugs. They're talking about suicidality. In other words, they say, well, these people didn't actually go through with the suicide, but they wanted to do it. But, you know, they were part of a study, so perhaps that prevented them from doing it. But it doubled. It doubled when they put them on these drugs. And, of course, these are people that are being given the drugs because they're suicidal in the first place. And in many cases, what they do is they harm other people. And they don't always use guns either. They don't always use guns to kill themselves, and they don't always use guns to harm or kill other people as well. But just imagine that you're watching NBC, or, you know, I guess both of them now work for NBC, and Megyn Kelly does, or let's say Fox News or whatever, okay? And it's not an NRA commercial, but it's a commercial for an SSRI drug. And just imagine that you're watching a slow-motion picture of people romping through a field with high grass and flowers, and then you hear the side effects coming on very rapidly for the SSRIs, like this: asthenia, sweating, constipation, decreased appetite, diarrhea, nausea, anxiety, dizziness, nervousness, some of these medical terms I can't even pronounce, tremor, blurred vision, abnormal ejaculation, impotence, other male genital disorders. Fully 31 additional side effects with incidence at least 1% greater than a placebo were included in these things, including uncontrollable yawning. See, that's what we see all the time, isn't it? When we watch the networks that have Megyn Kelly and Jimmy Kimmel on, as they cry and tell us the NRA owns everything. No, it's the big pharmaceutical companies that own everything. It's the big pharmaceutical companies that pay the $25 million salary of Megyn Kelly and however much Jimmy Kimmel wants, as he cries on television constantly. You should be crying, and you will be crying, when you hear some of these stories about what has happened to people on these serotonin enhancement drugs. This is what the real crime is. This is what the real conspiracy is. The murder, the suicide, the suicidal thoughts, the hallucinations, they continue to go down this road and say that it's the NRA. No, it's the big pharmaceutical companies. President Trump comes out and says this guy was a sicko, and we have Piers Morgan again. And when Alex Jones went on to talk to him, they pulled Alex. He could have an argument back and forth with Piers Morgan about guns, but boy, as soon as he touched on the pharmaceuticals, they got Alex Jones off of the air right away. And so you got Piers Morgan saying, President Trump, it is cowardly and sicko to turn a blind eye to children getting blown to pieces in schools. While Piers Morgan turns a blind eye to the chemical soup that is not only killing our children and driving them insane, but it's also keeping them from having children. This is the true insanity, folks. And then we see that they're moving towards social media. We got a student who was arrested after posing with an AK-47 online. They're going to start treating any pictures of weapons, of guns. You post up a picture of a gun, they're going to start treating that like child pornography. And they're going to start arresting people for that. And so we've got even conservative press now, like the New York Post, saying, Mr. President, it's time to do something about guns. That's the New York Post. We've got to take the guns out. Mr. President, please act, they say, on the cover of the New York Post. And then this lie that is being put out there. No, there have not been 18 school shootings in 2018. They keep saying that. Every town is the one that is putting out there 18 school shootings. Well, how did they get to that number if there's not 18 school shootings? Every town compiles these incidents and says every time a gun is discharged on or near school property, they call that a school shooting, including suicides on school property, stray bullets fired near a school, or accidents that had nothing to do with intentional gun violence against children. In the same way that when they talk about people who have been shot with guns in the United States, they will include people who have committed suicide. They will include people who were shot because they were committing, in the act of committing violence against other people. They might have been shot by people in self-defense, or they might have been shot by the police. Oh, those are included as well. So if you defend yourself with a gun, oh, that's a gun statistic, and it looks like something bad happened. We're going to be coming back with Ann Blake Tracy, and later on the program, I'll tell you a couple of stories about my family and how the statistics would be reported from these two incidents. But we'll be right back with Ann Blake Tracy, drugawareness.org.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going on those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
What is happening here? Is it the gun? Or is there something else that we're missing here that is far, far more important? The real co-conspirator and all of these shootings and many other murder suicides or just suicides by themselves that don't involve guns. And we're talking to Ann Blake Tracy in this segment. Ann is serves as executive director of the International Coalition for Drug Awareness. You can find information at her site, drugawareness.org, where she works since 1992. She has testified as an expert witness in Prozac and other SSRI-related court cases around the world. As a matter of fact, you look at these drugs, the different names, it's just amazing how many of these SSRI-based drugs are. Prozac, Seraphim, Zoloft, Paxil, Luvox, Celexa, Lexapro, Effexor, Cerazone, and I could go on and on and on. There are so many different trade names for this. But we group all these together and we call them SSRIs. And she's going to tell you why they're prescribed and what they actually do to people and how they've been involved in the murder suicides of many people. She points out she has been involved in high-profile cases like the would-be murder suicide of comedian Phil Hartman and his wife Bryn, Columbine, Red Lake School, Andrea Yates. She was a Texas mother who drowned her 5 children. She didn't shoot them. She drowned them. But, of course, let's not pay any attention to this problem that is far, far bigger than the people who are killed simply by guns, because people are dying by many, many different ways, and people are committing suicide. But they don't really want you to take a look at this. But we do want you to take a look at this. So we have on the phone now Ann Blake Tracy. She called in yesterday to the show. She was listening to what we were doing. Very, very informed caller. So we called her back afterwards and said, I'd like to get some information on you. And we found out she was an expert in this very issue. So she's joining us today. Thank you for joining us, Ann.
Thank you for addressing the issue.
Yes, it's been a long time, and you have been on this for a very long time, 25 years or so, 26 years, I guess, since 1992. Tell us, first of all, why SSRIs are prescribed. What are they supposed to do? What's the theory behind this, and for what kind of conditions are they prescribed?
Actually, I think they're prescribed for breathing, but
like so many other drugs, right?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't take anything. But they're supposed to be prescribed for depression. They prescribe them for anxiety. But the problem with that is that the way that they work is by increasing the neurotransmitter in the brain called serotonin. Mm-hmm. Serotonin is what LSD and PCP mimic to produce hallucinations. Mm. So as the serotonin continues to rise, you begin to have LSD and PCP reactions.
Same mechanism that was designed in LSD and PCP. And so it's no surprise that people get hallucinations. It's no surprise that people want to kill themselves or to kill other people because, this is a severe mind-altering drug. So people come in, they have mental problems, they are depressed, maybe they are suicidal, so we give them the equivalent of LSD.
That's right.
Yeah, that should work out pretty well. So in reality then, tell us a little bit about some of the symptoms that people experience. When they're on these drugs?
Well, there's like 500 side effects at least listed.
Mm-hmm.
Fibromyalgia is one because your main function of serotonin is constriction of muscle tissue.
Mm.
And especially smooth muscle tissue. So they're a vasoconstrictor. So, of course, they're going to be cutting off oxygen to the brain. But they tighten the muscles when you get way too much serotonin. It's called serotonin syndrome. It can kill you within a 24-hour period.
So there's physical manifestations of this besides the mental issues.
Yes, that's what Anna Nicole Smith's young son Daniel died from in the hospital not far from this school where the shooting was. He was only 20, sitting there in a hospital room visiting with his mom and new baby sister, and just dropped dead.
Because he was on SSRIs.
He was not on an SSRI, but he was on four different medications that do affect serotonin levels.
Okay. All right.
So his serotonin level was going up very, very quickly.
So tell us what you have seen in some of these cases. For example, let's talk about a case that is not a gun case. Andrea Yates, the Texas mother that drowned her kids, five kids that she drowned.
Right.
When you looked at this case, let's talk about, because the left loves to talk about anecdotes. You know, we can talk about health effects, we can talk about statistics or whatever, but let's take a particular story and kind of relate how these drugs affected that particular story. Or another one,
well,
if you choose.
First of all, Andrea did not have a psychotic break until they gave her an SSRI. The first one they gave her was Zoloft. And she did have a psychotic break. And a lot of people don't realize that Andrea was a nurse. She had walked away from her career to spend all of her time with her children because she knew that she was having her children a little bit later in life, and she wanted to spend as much time with them as she possibly could.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, she had been given Zoloft. She had a psychotic break. They gave her Haldol, which is supposed to be an antipsychotic. And then later, she began having problems again when she had Mary, her little girl. And then her father died. And she was pretty stressed over losing her dad. But they, for some reason, gave her the same kind of drugs again, expecting a different outcome, apparently.
Yeah, and that's what we see all the time.
She was on two of these medications at maximum dose. Mm. She was taking Effexor and Remeron. And the doctor had her at 1.5 times the maximum dose of Effexor and almost to the maximum dose of Remeron until the day before the tragedy.
Wow.
When he took her down to the maximum dose of Effexor and up to the maximum dose of Remeron.
And of course, the changing of the dosage is one of the things that triggers that. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Ann Blake Tracy, drugawareness.org. You need to understand and not just blindly take any drugs that are prescribed for you, you know, like opioids or whatever, but especially SSRIs. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Ann Blake Tracy with drugawareness.org. She sent me some information. This is something that she recounted, experience that she said about 2000, the year 2000, she was contacted by a pharmacist who said the nicest woman in town had come to him regularly to get her a prescription of Prozac until one day she went to prison for killing her husband. And he said, the symptoms that I see in patients who use and abuse these drugs, these serotonergic, I guess is the way you pronounce it. She can tell us anyway. These serotonin drugs of any form could aptly be described as the Hitler syndrome. She said one's own policies or decisions, no fear of consequences of criminal behavior, of the death of anybody that is close to them is a symptom of the abuse. And he said, this is in the year 2000. He said, I believe that in about 20 years or less, this is what I fear, we will be confronted not with one Hitler, but with thousands or millions of them. Numbers so great that we'll be forced to interact with their distorted thinking on a daily basis. He said, one of the insidious factors about long-term serotonin abuse is that it causes a distorted thinking, abnormal behavior, and loss of morality to spread like a contagion. And that contagion is being spread for money. They make a lot of money off of this, and nobody is really talking about this. You would think this would be a sensational story for them to talk about because it's not just about guns. We were just talking before the break about the Texas mother who drowned her five children because she was on these drugs and they changed the dosage, which typically sets off an incident. Had nothing to do with guns. This is much bigger than school shootings. It's much bigger than mass shootings. This is the mass drugging of our society, turning us into a mentally ill society. You know, we've had guns in far greater concentrations in our society throughout our history. We've never seen this type of thing. The thing that has changed is really the pharmaceutical position that we have in this country. So I wanted to talk to Anne about some of these episodes. There's one on your site, Anne, about why I took a gun to school. And it's about a young man in Denver. His name is Corey. He was 16 years old. He took a rifle to class one day and held 24 classmates hostage. Now, he didn't shoot anybody, but he talks about that experience. Tell us a little bit about that.
All right. He was actually in Washington State.
Oh, okay.
Western Washington. He did go to Denver to meet with Mark Taylor, the first boy shot at Columbine. But anyway, they started him on Paxil because he was shy.
He was shy.
And he was shy. I was.
Yeah, they got over his shyness. He went in with a gun and held people hostage. So no more shyness. I guess it works then, right?
Exactly. I had one in Israel that was given Paxil for the same thing. And he went out and blew up an army jeep and started ranting and raving about wanting to be a suicide bomber. So,
wow.
Yeah, it works really well for shyness. Anyway.
So this is April 10th, 2001. It's 2 years to the day almost from the Columbine Massacre. That was the connection with Denver. Yeah. Go ahead.
Anyway, what happened was they decided to switch him to Effexor. He was probably having too many reactions to Paxil, so they thought they'd try a new one. So he gets to, they're switching him over a three-week period, which is really pretty fast for these drugs. Because usually it'll take you months, sometimes years, to wean properly down off of these. And so they get him to the maximum dose of Effexor on the day this happened. And he doesn't feel very good because he's up to the total maximum dose. And he tells his parents he's going to go back to bed for a while because he just feels sick.
Oh, let me interject something. That sounds kind of like what we heard about this this shooter in Florida yesterday.
Right.
He went back to bed. He said, "Nah, I'm not going to go in today." And then later on he goes and he does a shooting. Go ahead.
Yeah, and boy, I picked up on that. But anyway, he went back to bed, and he doesn't remember anything from then until he woke up in juvenile detention.
Wow.
What he did was he got up, got a gun that his grandfather had given him years before, went to school, and held his classmates at gunpoint for 45 minutes.
And he has had no recollection of that?
None.
And didn't know what he was doing. He's just kind of sleepwalking through this whole thing.
Right. And there is a sleep disorder these drugs cause that is known to include both murder and suicide as you act out nightmares in a sleep state.
Wow.
And so anyway, he stood there holding the gun on the class, and one of the girls looked at him and said, "Corey, what are you going to do with that gun? Are you going to hurt us?" And he looked down at the gun like, "Whoa, there's a gun in my hand." But he would hold it on his classmates, and then he would put it under his chin, and then he would hold it on the classmates and put it under his chin. But finally, luckily, his teacher, who he knew well, was able to talk him into handing him the gun.
Wow.
And that's why nobody got hurt. But it was scary. And Corey's the only school shooter I know of who's been able to speak out about what happened.
What do they typically do? We've had this shooter now confess to it, but what do they typically say?
They either kill themselves or they go to jail.
But when they go to jail, they don't typically talk about it?
Well, they can't for a long time because they're facing criminal charges. So they're not supposed to speak out about anything really until their trial is over. And by the time that happens, nobody wants to talk to them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because we've moved on. The news cycle only lasts for a few days with anything. We grab a couple of sound bites and move on and then recycle those two. Let's talk about the money behind this. Because you got another article. Meet Dr. John, is it Verapin? The man who bought Prozac's approval. Tell us about that, because the money trail here is very important. That's the key reason why we're not seeing any of this stuff reported on news, because you see all the drug commercials that are on news. They're not going to tell you to stay away from the SSRIs with the news programs when the big pharmaceutical companies are paying for the news programs.
That's exactly right. When I did the Lisa Gibbons show on mothers on these drugs killing their children, as we stepped onto the stage to do the show, they said, okay, you can say the word antidepressant, but you can't say the brand names of any of these drugs because of our advertisers.
Wow. Wow.
You got to be kidding me.
Well, let's talk about Prozac. The guy said the article that he bought his approval for Prozac. Tell us about that.
Right. And I did the first show here in America with him as he talked about this. And I actually even asked him how much he paid the guy. He was the lead man for Eli Lilly in Sweden. And Lilly wanted Prozac approved in Sweden, because Sweden was known to have very strict guidelines on drug approval. So they knew if they got it approved there, then other countries wouldn't look as closely at Prozac for an approval and it would just sort of slip right on through.
Yeah, if I can make it there, I can make it anywhere, like they say about New York,
exactly.
Right? In the case of the drugs, it's in Sweden.
Right. So he said, well, you know, how do you want me to do this? And they said, any way you can. He said, money? They said, sure. So he bribed the fellow who was in charge of making the approvals by offering him $30,000. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Plus,
wow.
He offered him a couple of clinical studies that are worth $1 million or $2 million apiece.
Yeah, but they're making billions, tens of billions annually. You had this article in 2014, it was $11 billion. I don't know what it is now, but we'll be right back with Ann Blake Tracy. Stay with us.
I'm very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And Blake Tracy with drugawareness.org, talking specifically about these SSRI drugs that are given to troubled children, sometimes just because they're shy. And then they do things like hold a gun on their class, not even knowing what they're doing. It's like they're sleepwalking. They're in a dream. They have no understanding of what they're doing to themselves or to other people. And you can go to drugawareness.org and educate yourself, because look, you're not going to be protected by the government. We can all hope that the government is going to make everything safe for us. But as we just heard before we went to the break, we heard the story of this guy who says, yes, I bought approval for Prozac. Said I had paid a guy a bribe in Sweden, about $30,000. We got a promise for a research grant. It's going to bring in about $1 million over 10 years. And then based on that, we could get approval in the United States. Because, see, when we look at the approval of these drugs by the FDA, and you hear these commercials on television talking about a drug, everybody will hear that. And don't you just dismiss all of that long, rapidly repeated list of very serious side effects because you say, well, this is FDA approved, so it's okay. And those side effects are minor or so incredibly rare, they're just protecting themselves for legal issues. I don't really have to worry about that for myself or for my kids. So you just dismiss it. Because if it's state approved, it's 100% safe, right, in your mind. It's like a binary decision. You don't have to worry about the risk. You let the government tell you, oh, this is safe, that's not safe. This is good, that's not good. And just check your mind out at the door. And then you give this stuff to your kids and their minds get checked out. So I want to ask Ann, while we've got her here, she's been studying this since 1992 in great depth and detail. She's testified in many high-profile cases. She's been to several different countries talking about this, but it's not something people typically want to talk about. the money involved and how easy it is to get these things approved. But let's talk about what happens to young kids. We've seen what happens to teenagers. Let's talk about what happens to young kids. But especially before we lose, this is the last segment we got in on. Before we lose her, I want her to tell us how you get your kids off of this stuff and what you really should do if you've got some kids who do have some psychological issues, what she would recommend. But real quickly, let's talk a little bit about what effect it has on younger children. Is it the same? Is it worse when they get put on these SSRIs?
It is worse, just as it is also for the elderly, because with young children, their organs are developing still. And with the elderly, their organs are beginning to shut down. So you don't have as good a function as you would at an older age. So, of course, it's going to affect them far more. Their brains are still developing until they're 25, actually. And the FDA finally extended their warnings on twice the chance of suicide, is what they've said, with children taking these drugs. They've extended that up to anyone under the age of 25.
Wow. Well, let's talk a little bit about how we can safely get our kids off the drugs, because you pointed out just changing this kid's drugs who went in and took over that classroom over a period of several months, you said, was a very rapid change for them. So what is the safe way to get your kids off of these drugs if they're on these drugs?
Extremely slowly. We have a whole bunch of Facebook groups called Prozac should be illegal, Zoloft should be illegal, Paxil should be illegal. And there's all kinds of people coming in there trying to figure out how to come off safely, how to wean very, very slowly and gradually to get off. Usually you have to take half the amount of time you are on the drug to wean off. Unless you've been on the drug 5 years or more, then you can take over a year for each 5 years on. That's a general rule of thumb.
Wow.
And the reason why, I think, is because of the extremely strong steroid effect that these drugs have, which most doctors have never even heard of, because the research was done in Italy where they wouldn't have to report it here in the U.S. But one single 30 milligram dose of Prozac can double your cortisol levels. Cortisol is like cortisone. So actually cortisol is what they test to see if you're depressed or stressed. And yet one dose doubles it. I called an endocrinologist one day and I said, can you tell me how long the human body could tolerate having the cortisol level doubled on a daily basis? He said, oh my gosh, you can't do that to someone. I said, if you could, how long could the human body tolerate it? He said, well, a month, maybe two, three at the most. Why are you asking me this? So I told him that's what Prozac does. He said, no, it's a wonderful drug. I had to give him the information on how to pull that study up because he'd never heard of it. Here he's an
Yeah, that's the key thing.
You should know.
Even the doctors haven't heard of this. Instead, they get all the happy news from big pharmaceutical companies.
That's right. That's where they get their education about the drug.
So what you're saying is, this is like, if we could do an analogy here, this would be like a scuba diver who dives down deep and the pressure dissolves the oxygen in their bloodstream. And if you come up too quickly, that'll bubble out and give you the bends, right? So you have to, the deeper you've gone, the longer you've stayed, the more slowly you have to come off of this stuff. Because if you come off of it too quickly, it's going to kill you, or you'll kill other people in the process, right?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. I can't even tell you how many people tell me that they feel like they've been deep sea diving and they're coming to the surface.
Wow.
They come off.
Wow.
Or like they feel like they're coming out from under anesthesia, which I've said all along, these should be classed as dissociative anesthetics, just like PCP was on the market for 7 years before it was pulled. Nobody would be surprised at what we're seeing if they were told that these people were on PCP.
So the key thing is that as people start to investigate this for themselves, for their children or whatever, family members, and they start to look at the really dangerous physical side effects of this and the mental side effects, it's like, oh, I want to get off of this stuff. But you've got to now take your time and be very, very slow and deliberate about this, because you can cause far more harm if you immediately start to change things quickly. So that's very important for people to do their research on that. Find out how harmful this is, but then find out how to safely get off of this at a slow pace. All right, we've only got a couple of minutes left. Tell us what you would do if you've got...
that tells you how to do that as well.
Okay, good. And that's at the site, drugawareness.org, your CD?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you can find these resources there. Now tell people what you would do if you've got a child who has some psychological issues, or what do you think we as a society should be doing in just 2 minutes here?
Okay. Well, as I continued to read research, I kept saying, my gosh, they're talking about blood sugar all the way through here. Finally, I ran across a study that talked about the high rate of diabetes among the mentally ill. Mm. And they said very nonchalantly in the beginning, well, we've known forever that mental illness is blood sugar related. I'm going, what?
Wow.
Why didn't you tell anybody? But you look at somebody going into a psychotic break, and it's pretty similar to somebody going into insulin shock.
Wow.
In fact, I had a little girl that flipped out on Paxil at school and tore her schoolroom apart. And when I called to say, please give her some orange juice before she leaves, because I think her sugar level's way too low, the school administrator had answered the phone, and she said, oh, my gosh, that's it. That's it exactly. And I said, what? She said, well, we've got two or three children here that are diabetic, and Crystal acted exactly like they do when they go into insulin shock.
Hmm.
And she was in withdrawal from Paxil.
Wow. So we look at some of the key things in our society. So we look at key things in our society like high sugar consumption, which doesn't just make us obese. It increases the cancer risk, but it also affects our minds. And everybody knows that. When they give sugar to their kids, they know how it affects them mentally.
Right. They talk about how hyper they get. And they don't realize, actually, Dr. Candace Pert, whose research pretty much made a lot of these drugs possible, and yet she came out against them. She will tell you that sugar is almost chemically identical to cocaine.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So instead of addressing root causes and saying, well, let's reduce the sugar consumption with our kids, with our society, instead what we do is we come up with these expensive, very dangerous SSRIs and other big pharmaceutical drugs, which then make the problem far, far worse. And but it's a lot of money in that. As we pointed out, this guy, $30,000 bribe, he personally, gets, millions of dollars in a contract, and then the drug company gets $11 billion annually. That's a pretty good return on investment. Thank you so much for joining us, and Blake Tracy. Again, find that information at drugawareness.org.
InfoWars Lab is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is Pollen Block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect.
This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Well, I tell you that interview that I just had with Ann is an amazing interview. The site is drugawareness.org. Her name is Ann Blake Tracy. She's been studying this for quite some time. This is very serious, and if you want to know more information about this, I'm going to announce this at the beginning of the next segment as well, because we've got a lot of stations who don't cover this segment. They're doing news at the top of the hour. But if you want to get information about these particular cases, and we talked about a couple of them, it's absolutely fascinating and frightening. You want something sensational? You want to get scared about something? Get scared about what happens with these SSRI stories. And you can find that at SSRIstories.net. So go there and you'll see high profile cases. You'll see cases that probably didn't get a lot of attention in the media. This is a much, much bigger issue than simply guns, but it is the core underlying issue of it. And just as we were saying at the very end, I said, you know, what is one of the safe things that you can do with your child if you're seeing issues instead of medicating them with SSRIs? And she said, well, many times the problem is really too much sugar in the diet of these kids. So start doing some of that type of simple things. Isn't it interesting? Now, if we take away some of the stuff that has changed in our society, the massive consumption of sugar, as well as just putting people on some healthy stuff. You know, it's kind of like the vaccine situation with the flu. You know, the vaccine debate has actually gotten much larger. It's not just in America, but it's actually going to probably have a big effect on the Italian elections, according to Politico. The vaccine debate. They say that populists, this is the way they put it, populists are playing on the widespread fears of inoculation, just as I guess Politico would say that I'm playing on your fears to tell you about SSRI, but it wouldn't be Megyn Kelly or Jimmy Kimmel playing on your fears about guns to talk about something that they have absolutely no knowledge of to tell us that we've got to get rid of guns. But if we start talking about the drugs that are making people into these kind of killers, I mean, look at the behavior of this guy yesterday. You know, the defense attorney, the public defender who was appointed for him said, yeah, I had to tell him what he had done. Sounds very much like these other situations, doesn't it? A troubled youngster being given medications to help for depression after the loss of his mother, who was probably already on drugs for this because he already had emotional and mental problems. So the first thing they're going to do is give you a pill. So it's not much of an assumption to guess that he was on something like this or that they changed the dosage, which sets this off. Because he was feeling very ill, he said, decided he was going to stay in bed. And then the next thing you know, he's there at the shooting. And then he does some very strange things afterwards, just kind of walking around, going to McDonald's, going to get a Coke, talking to a girl. He saw the video clip of that. Yeah, very strange behavior, kind of sleepwalking through all of this. That's what these drugs do to people. And so when we look at things like the vaccine debate, again, we've got the government that is telling us, the CDC, they're going to investigate the mental health issues, and they're going to make a recommendation about gun control to President Trump. So you better inform yourself about what's really going on with these issues. They say that mandatory vaccinations are going to be a prominent part of Italy's March the 4th election. They say that the mainstream parties have been clashing over last year's move in Italy to increase the number of obligatory childhood immunizations from 4 to 10. And, oh, by the way, this guy, Nicholas Cruz, the shooter, he's got autism. He's had a long history of pharmaceuticals. And this is what the drug companies that own the media, they own the mainstream media, this is what they're doing to our children. It is not the shootings that are happening at a frequent basis that I'm so much concerned about, but it's frequently shooting them up with drugs on a daily basis and how widespread that is. That is a far, far bigger problem. We're only seeing the tip of the iceberg of a few people who have the adverse reactions, but it is harming all of our children. We'll be right back.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diet. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. And I just want to add for our radio listeners what Ann pointed out as she left. She said, make sure people go to SSRIstories.com. There you can find a lot of stories about individuals, some of them famous stories, some of them you've never heard of, and what SSRIs did to individuals. Inform yourself about that. But do not, if you've got somebody that's on this or you're on this, even though you'll find out how harmful these can be to you physically as well as mentally, come off of them very, very slowly. As I pointed out, it sounded to me like you had to, she's talking about very long periods of time that would be affected based on how long you've been on the drug. So the rate at which you come off of them is dependent on how long you've been on them. And so educate yourself about that before you start to come off of these drugs, because that's the thing that can trigger it as well. Any kind of change in terms of changing from one of these SSRI drugs to a different brand or changing the dosage can trigger this. But so be very careful about it. Coming off of this, do it very slowly. But also, as she pointed out, try adjusting the sugar level if you've got personality issues that you're trying to address before you start using some very dangerous and expensive big pharmaceutical drugs that are going to have very deleterious effects on you physically as well as mentally. Just try adjusting the sugar that you're on, because we have so much sugar in our society. It isn't just about getting us fat. Try adjusting that before you start using these very heavy meds that we've got. And as I was saying at the top of the hour, we look at so many different aspects of the way that we are being used and abused by big pharmaceutical companies. So one of them, of course, are vaccines. And we see people waking up in Italy. It's going to be a key factor in the March the 4th elections, because one of the candidates there is bragging about the fact that she imposed more mandatory vaccinations on people. And a lot of people there are upset about that. They understand what is going on. Well, we need, actually, there's a lot more, I think, awareness of vaccines than there is of these SSRI drugs. But let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Italy, for example, because it's not just here in America. This is a worldwide problem. These big pharmaceutical companies operate worldwide, and the vaccine industry is a part of that. They call this the Lorenzen Law. It's a compulsory vaccination law where they have increased the number of vaccinations and shorten the time frame, just as we see here in the United States. That's the thing that starts to cause the problems. And so she said she's actually upped her game and gotten in people's face. And the slogan for her campaign is vaccinate against incompetence, because she's not going to roll back on this. So it's become a big issue. And the two parties, there's a left-leaning party and a right-leaning party in Italy. The right-leaning party is the Northern League, and there's also the Five Star Movement on the left. They have both talked about having more local government, less mandates and so forth. And they are rising in the polls based on they're telling people we're not going to have these mandatory vaccinations. She comes back and says, well, you're just simply talking about fear and ignorance. And you're anti-science if you're anti-vaccine. No, we are pro-science. Where are your safety and efficacy studies? Where's the stuff telling us how wonderful this is? Where are the studies that you've done to show, to disprove that there is no connection between autism and the other stuff? I mean, you know, where is that coming from? They have no answers. They're not concerned about that. I'm sure they'll come up with some kind of a drug that they'll sell people that will perhaps mitigate the symptoms of this, not really cure them, but mitigate them a little bit, and then they'll charge a lot of money for that. So you have the two parties coming out, and one of them is saying, look, we've never said that we're anti-vaccine. That's the Northern League party, the more right-wing party. We've never said we're anti-vaccine. We just don't want this stuff mandated on us. You know, kind of like insurance. We're not anti-insurance. I just don't want the government to tell me what kind of insurance I have to buy at what price. I don't want them to have that kind of control over my life. And so this is going to be a key factor in the election. And although it caused the left-wing party, the Five Stars, to rise, now as they see that they have a chance of getting elected, they started mitigating their opposition to vaccines because they want to show just how responsible they are. And so that could cause them to lose any chance of getting elected. Meanwhile, we see from the Wall Street Journal, flu vaccine is less effective than earlier estimates. They're now saying that getting a flu shot this season will reduce a person's risk of getting the flu and needing to see the doctor by 36%. Earlier this year, the CDC estimated that would be about 40%. So are these estimates really worthwhile? We have the CDC, as we've talked about before, had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on. And she said, look, the CDC has their own test sites. They've done 320,000 test sites, tests when people actually send this in. And they've had the lowest, it's about 12% of those turn positive to say that they have the flu. And she said that's the lowest in the 19 years that she's been looking at their actual data. And then she showed a letter from the CDC telling healthcare professionals, you know, if somebody's got flu-like symptoms, don't even bother to send in a test to us. Just tell them they got the flu and go home. And, of course, we've seen that there was at least one case. A mother had flesh-eating bacteria, but she had flu-like symptoms until it started getting far, far worse. That is the way that they're handling this. And then they go on to say, but even though they're saying that their vaccines are only maybe 36% effective, but you'll have some protection, so go ahead and get them. You'll have some protection, which is better than nothing. Really? Is that the way that works? I don't think so. I don't think you get 36% protection. I think maybe 36% of the people, according to their stuff, might get some protection. 64% wouldn't, because they don't have the right kind of flu vaccine, even if it was effective. So this is the way they play the games with risk. Just do what the CDC tells you. Do what the government tells you. They will mandate the insurance for you. They'll tell you exactly which insurance you have to buy and at what price. And they'll tell you which medicines you have to buy and at what price. They'll mandate the vaccines for you. They'll take your kid and say, hey, you know, my kid's kind of shy. Hey, have some of this SSRI, as we're pointing out. You know, the kid won't be shy. He'll start shooting people. Or maybe just sleepwalk in with a gun, not even know what's going on. And so you got U.S. officials warning that this intense flu season is going to continue. So get your shots, even though they're not effective, even though they're not effective. So when we look at that and we look at Obamacare, again, we see Idaho doing the right thing. You know, we've had Idaho in just the last couple of weeks. We've seen them come out and say, we're going to come up with a plan to break free of the federal Department of Education. We're going to gradually wean our people off of it, gradually reduce the money and the hooks that come with it. We're going to get free of that because it always comes with strings, doesn't it? And they also said unanimously, a bipartisan nullification of the NDAA's indefinite detention without trial by the military. The Idaho state legislature did that. Now they're taking a look at Obamacare and those mandates. And the state has a plan to let insurers sell plans that don't meet Obamacare's coverage rules. Imagine that. Imagine that. Other conservative states, they say, they were very concerned about this, Politico is, because they don't want people getting off of Obamacare. Forget about your health. Forget about your money. The most important thing here is that we preserve Obama's legacy of Obamacare. That must be preserved by all means. So they say other conservative states are going to see this and they're going to try to do the same thing. And they point out, even Politico says the Obamacare market has been hemorrhaging customers. And the governor said this is a solution from Idaho to that problem. The director of the Idaho Department of Insurance said dozens of red states have already expressed interest in potentially emulating the state's plan. And he downplayed any legal challenge, saying he's confident the state will win. So they're going to actually allow people to offer insurance plans. I thought insurance was a good thing. Yeah, it is a good thing. And it's a good thing if you can choose what kind of insurance you want. But as Politico points out, the Obamacare supporters worry that Idaho's scheme isn't about consumer choice, but about dismantling Obamacare. Wait a minute. Obamacare or consumer choice? Yeah, these two things are exactly diametrically opposed. So let's get rid of it, because Obamacare is not pro-choice. It's anti-choice. Let's have some health insurance that works. All right, when we come back, we're going to get back on the school shooting. And we'll take your calls at 888-201-2244.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet colloidal silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a silver bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a silver bullet.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be taking some of your calls. We've got several people calling in to talk about their experiences with SSRIs, Prozac, and other things. And I want to make a correction, because I think I put out the website wrong. It's SSRIstories.net. SSIstories.net. I gave the wrong address. I'm not going to repeat it, but it's .net. SSRIstories.net, where you can find information, other people's SSRI stories, curated there. And Blake Tracy with drugawareness.org was our guest in the last hour. And you really do need to educate yourself about alternatives to drugs, how to get off of these drugs, find out what they do to people. Go to SSRIstories.net. I've got another correction to make, too, because we had a caller yesterday who called in, and he said, I love your products. I've been trying to order them. I haven't been able to, because when I go to the drop-down menu, I'm here in Florida, and it doesn't show up, and it doesn't let me type in the state. It's just a drop-down menu. He was going to our old site. Let me give you the correct address. It's InfoWarsStore.com. That's a website address to go to. Go to that new store. You'll be able to. You won't have any problems. I'm not going to give out the old address that he was going to, but that is an old site that is not being maintained anymore, which is why he was seeing that. And that really is what supports our operation. So we really do appreciate the products that you buy there. It helps to support your health. We try to do things that are natural, just like Ann was talking about people who start to get into this trap of going to doctors and saying, well, I got all these personality problems with the kids. And it's not just your kid getting hyper on sugar. I mean, we all know that sugar affects us mentally one way or the other. But it can have some very, very big side effects, and people can diagnose this and say, well, you know what you need is you need some of these powerful big pharmaceutical drugs. No, many times what you need is to eliminate some things out of your life that are processed, that are harmful. Go back to some natural things, start eating right, start exercising right, but start to get some natural ingredients that are going to enhance your immune system. You know, as we're looking at the flu vaccine, the best thing you could do is to try to do things that are going to enhance your immune system. Because these vaccines, whether they work for you or not, they're going to compromise your immune system. And so it's going to actually make you more susceptible to catching these diseases. So sometimes the pharmaceutical solutions that are sold to you by the CDC, I'd say virtually every time, that's the last thing in the world that you should try. Try some other things first. And let me tell you about some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com before we move on to our callers. We have CellForce. We also have the Real Red Pill, both of those 50% off. We have a daily digestive pack. You want to talk about some things that will help your digestion, that will help your gut health, because that's a key factor in whether or not you are healthy or not. We have Carnivore and Floor Life together in a two-pack, 50% off. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. See what's in these. Do your own research. And I think that you'll find that it is something that is natural and effective. If you look at the reviews that are on the sites as well, we have a new product also, Icarin. It's a powerful formula to help support your liver and your kidneys to detoxify your body. Icarin is now available for limited time at 50% off. So again, take a look at those products, and we really do appreciate your support. All right, let's go to one of our callers here, Mary Magnolia. She wanted to talk about SSRIs. Go ahead, Mary.
Hey, David. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling.
I've been in neuromuscular therapist for 30 years, and I've dealt with a lot of kids in particular that had ADD and ADHD, and it was mostly the medicines that were hurting them. They just needed to, their attention deficit, you know, they weren't getting the right attention.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to say that my son was, he served 6 years in the 10th Mountain Division of our great military and served with distinction and came back with having some troubles with some post-traumatic stuff as well as his knees being blown out and whatnot. And he began using a little bit of marijuana to treat it. And they tested him when he was back in the States, still in the military, and told him he needed to take the James Holmes type of medications instead. And he refused, and they kicked him out. So he got kicked out of the Army for not using drugs. And, yeah, he got a lot.
Or not using the pharmaceutical drugs, you know. I mean, that's the thing. Right. It's like you got to take take what they want to push on you. Man, that's amazing. Yeah, I've, you know, there's so many stories about people.
You know, and he lost a lot of his benefits.
Yes.
And this was simply because he refused to take the James Holmes type of medication, which some of us here in Colorado think that his psychiatrist should have been on trial just right there next to him.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's the sad thing about it. I mean, we know that, you know, you can take a natural substance that doesn't have these harmful side effects. I mean, when you look at things, not just talking about mental things, but I remember a family member who had borderline glaucoma issues. And so I'm looking up the different treatments, and I'm looking at the various pharmaceutical drugs that they have for that, and they had very, very serious side effects. And then they had on the site, they had marijuana, and this is the American Ophthalmology Society. And it said, side effects, euphoria, increased appetite. It's like, you're kidding me. I mean, as opposed to heart attack and stroke and all this other kind of stuff. And then they said, but the problem is we don't recommend this because, there haven't been any studies to show what the appropriate, dosage is. So you may underdose on this stuff. And so it's like, this is absolutely insane, but this is the profit motive that we're seeing here. And as you're pointing out, the people who are veterans and are trying to do something that is not going to be a dangerous opioid or a dangerous SSRI, and they say, well, I'm going to try this. I find that it's very effective if I use marijuana. They lose their benefits. That's the insanity here in that system, how skewed that is. And it really tells you who is running and controlling that system. Thank you, Mary. Let's go to Michael in California. Michael, you had something you wanted to say about Prozac. I think your personal experience with that.
Yeah. First of all, I want to just give all the grace and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. And thank you guys for what you do, man. You guys are incredible. I've been listening to you guys for a while. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You know, they misdiagnose people, you know, and they say, oh, well, you're stressed out or you have anxiety. Here's some medication. And you don't really know because, you know, at that time I didn't really know. And I tried like a week or something, and oh my God, man, it like made me like a zombie. I couldn't, it was like a slowdown. You know what I mean? Like, whoa. And it was, my buddy was like, dude, just dump those things down the toilet. You don't need that stuff. It's going to wreck your body. And I think a lot of people are looking for solutions, but their solution is within their spirit. And
that's right.
God has them in the hand. You know, God is the most powerful thing. Nobody understands it. You just got to come to him and he will work on you without all the world interruptions and trying to get into your body, you know.
Yes.
I
absolutely. And, you know, that's a case too with things like, you know, we try to self-medicate with alcohol or even with marijuana for some people. And you're trying to fill this hole in your soul and you're not looking for God, things that are going to give you a real foundation in your life, because our society has rejected that. We've gone for these artificial solutions that are killing us. These drugs, these big pharmaceutical drugs, these alcohol, And recreational drugs, that's what people are turning to. Rather than addressing the spiritual problems, the psychological, the root cause of this, they're putting on these Band-Aids and they're killing people. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're taking your calls on SSRIs, on gun control. And I want to go to Debbie in New Jersey. Thank you for calling us, Debbie.
Hey, David.
Hi.
I wanted to let you know that as a cop, I was a cop in Yonkers, New York, that almost every report we wrote regarding a homicide or suicide, the person was on SSRI drugs. Obviously, wow. Because as we have to do our investigation, we have to list any medications they were on.
Wow. That's that amazing. And where's the statistics on that? Why isn't that being told to people? Well, we know why.
Yeah. It's like the tickets. There's no ticket quota. Yes, there is.
Yeah. There's an SSRI quota that they've got running through the whole system as these people got a lot of money that they're making out of. That's amazing. Pretty much every violent crime that you've got there, you got to put down the medications they're on, and it was pretty much always SSRIs.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a disgrace. My dad, 15 years ago, was prescribed Zoloft. He killed himself, and I was there when he died. Mm. So,
yeah,
they tried
so sorry
to prescribe me Klonopin because I was having psychotic episodes from it. My stomach would react, and I refused to take it because as I did my research.
That's why it's so important for people to educate themselves. Again, I'll give out those websites, drugawareness.org. That was our guest earlier today. And also SSRIstories.net. I am so sorry for your loss, but that's the key thing, is that what has changed in our society is that we casually medicate everything with this. I've got a story here from PJ Media. Flashback, 30 years ago, guns were in school and nothing happened. And they point out the millennial generation might be surprised to learn that theirs is the first without guns in school. The first generation without guns. We got these kids out there. Massive number of kids out there at night holding up a candlelight vigil chanting, no guns, no guns, no guns. Well, you're the first generation to not have guns, and you're the first generation to have this kind of violence as well. So just 30 years ago, high school kids rode the bus with rifles and they shot their guns at high school rifle ranges. What's changed? And they point out the guns haven't changed. We had semi-automatic rifles back then in 1985. We had semi-automatic rifles way back in 1985. It isn't the guns. That's what, the mainstream media wants to do. Oh, the guns, they've all changed and so forth. No, no. And remember, these are the people who can't remember or choose not to remember. Just a few months ago, we had the massive Texas shooting and they choose to not remember that the AR-15 was used to stop, the shooter. I have all these people arguing with me on Twitter. He didn't stop anything. It's like, oh, yeah, he did. Actually, he did. You should get your news from somebody other than CNN if you really think that's the case. The police, as much as they tried to help, only got there to write the reports after the action had stopped. And he did. He was still shooting at people. As a matter of fact, he shot at the guy who ultimately shot him. But anyway, going back onto this. So the guns haven't changed. AR-15s, they can be used to protect people, whatever. But we also have high school gun range picture here. Obey instantly all firing line commands. They also point out, well, you know, we haven't had the Second Amendment change. Second Amendment, the law hasn't really changed on that. That's been there. As a matter of fact, that we've put more restrictions on the Second Amendment, but it hasn't done anything, has it? None of those restrictions. As a matter of fact, it's happening in the gun-free zones, the cities and so forth in America at a far higher rate. The mainstreaming of violence, nihilism, the culture, as I pointed out yesterday, the fetishizing the guns, fetishizing violence, video games where people see, the kids see that there's no consequences on this, and of course the drugs. The drugs are so key. We had mentally ill people. We had paranoid schizophrenics back in 1888, right? This isn't anything new either. They were treated differently, however, weren't they? And we didn't have these drugs. Didn't have these drugs. Even 30 years ago, the culture still had invisible restraints in the culture that had been developed over the centuries. Hollywood mocks that. Oh, they think that's really funny. Yeah, those are outdated, aren't they? They no longer apply. And you had situations where, back in the day, 30 years ago, ancient history, you had somebody started acting irresponsibly with these guns that they took to school. They would get hammered, as I point out in this article. They get hammered by their fellow students as well as the instructors there. They come down on them really hard. They don't want any safe spaces either, you know, back then. We didn't have safe spaces. We weren't lied to and told that certain things are safe for us that really aren't. You know, when I look at this story here, one of the stories is Uber is assisting in the Florida shooting investigation because this guy took an Uber to the shooting. So I guess we should prohibit Ubers since that facilitated the shooting, right? Of course not. I mean, they said, well, the driver was in no way complicit with this. They just simply picked up a fare and so forth. But they'll sue the gun companies because we've got to demonize the gun companies. So you just watch out because if the shooter took an Uber taxi, then maybe we got to come after Uber and sue Uber because we got sue happy lawyers everywhere. Let's go to Tammy in Oregon. Tammy, thank you for holding.
Hi, Mr. Knight. I got shot in the head in 1997. The medication that they had me on irritated me in the hospital so bad. I mean, just the slightest sound. After I got home, I threw all of it away, every bit of it away. Mm-hmm. It took me about 4 years to come down off of what those drugs had done to me, and I believe I healed a lot faster. I don't have the PTSD. I don't have a lot of the issues that a lot of people have. I don't believe gun control is going to be what we need. I think we need to possibly do something like if you're going to buy a gun, you have to go through a year of gun safety. And when you buy that gun, buy a lock.
Mm-hmm,
if you're not with your kid, you know, something. We need to do something. And I'm for guns, even as a victim. I am for guns. I believe.
No, we need to have responsible gun usage, and we need to have training, and we need to have some background checks. But, I mean, look at the situation we have here. We have the situation in the Texas shooting where the Navy knew this guy was very dangerous. He had threatened people on base. He'd escaped. He'd threatened them with guns and so forth. He had beaten a child that was a stepchild, and none of that was put in his record. They didn't hold him in jail. Instead, they put him out. And then we have the FBI who was notified about this guy. And then they claim, well, you know, we couldn't find any record of him. We don't really know what really wasn't. I'm not really sure that was that guy. Just turns out, I mean, Nicholas with a K, Cruz, and he's in the same area. They pretend that they can't find it because I guess they're just too busy trying to take down President Trump and change the election. So the FBI can't do their job with that. So, yeah, it'd be a good thing if they had some background checks, if they did that kind of stuff. But, of course, those laws really aren't going to help us, are they, Tammy?
Laws aren't going to help. There's too many illegal guns out there. And if, you know, let's say we hire retired cops, we hire retired military, we have them train people that get guns, a class of 20. Those people can keep an eye. Along with them, we have somebody that has psychology, you know, classes in their background to where they can keep an eye and kind of get to know these people. And then after that year, then they're allowed to buy a gun. I mean, we need, I know it sounds like a punishment, but I took the class.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
When I got shot, I won't name his name. I wish him the best in the world. Wonderful guy. It was an accident. But they happened.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't take hunting safety like I got to take it.
Yeah. Yes.
Another thing we need to do, over 30 years ago, the government took the rights of the parents from teaching and disciplining their own children for a handful of abusers.
That's right. That's right. And now what they do is they, we had a caller yesterday talking about how her college-age daughter, they started putting her on these SSRIs, completely changed her for the worse. I mean, basically made her mentally insane. And when she went to complain about it, they threatened the mother. And that's what typically happens in the schools, whether it's drugs or whether it's their sex education programming
and
manipulating. We'll be right back.
Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we've got one more segment here, so I'm going to try to get through as many calls as we can. We've got Blaine, Chris, John, others on the line, so hold on, I'll get to you in just one second. Real quickly, I want to mention, because we've been talking about the shooter, the mental illness, emotional illness, and the drugs that cause you to hallucinate, to sleepwalk, to kill people, to commit suicide. The Florida gunman said he had demon voices telling him how to pull off the school shooting. Police have been called to his house, to his family home, 39 times since 2010. 39 times. Calls for things like mentally ill person, child or elderly abuse, domestic disturbance, missing person, several others. So let me just say, you know, President Trump took a lot of criticism. You know, immediately the media comes after him and says, oh, he's blaming the people there. He said there was a lot of signs here. Maybe people should have done something, obviously, right? We've had all the kids in the school say, we kept telling the adults to do something about this or whatever.
People call the police 39 times. And if you think that the government is going to be able to protect you or will protect you, I've got two words for you. Grow up. Grow up. I understand these kids standing out there with holding their candles and shouting, no guns, no guns, no guns. What I don't understand are the people like Megyn Kelly, Jimmy Kimmel, Piers Morgan, all these Democrat politicians out there screaming, no guns, no guns, no guns. Grow up. Doesn't even deserve an answer for that. But let's go to our callers, Blaine and Avon. Go ahead, Blaine.
Hey, David. Yeah, personally, I want to start off by just saying, in the famous words of Thomas Jefferson, I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery.
That's right.
With that said, I ordered your supplements, actually, for the first time in the last week. I've been taking the vitamin mineral fusion. I've been taking the red pill. I've been taking the Brainforce Plus. All of them very promising. I've noticed an increase in just my ability to function, my ability to have desire to learn new things. I've been studying Russian. I'm a language person.
They've had a big effect, positive effect on me as well, too, from taking them. But go ahead. Sorry.
There are several things I want to say, and I hope I have enough time to say them. Going back to what you were mentioning earlier about glaucoma, I actually have glaucoma. I was blind from birth, congenital glaucoma. I'm not going to say what I do or have not done, but just so we know, the pharmaceutical companies, they need to go.
They do.
This all kind of leads into, what I want to talk about,
And let me just interject here. What they will always do is they will always go for something that they can patent, because there's more profit in it. They will never, use anything that is natural or safe and effective. They always go for something that they have ownership of. And that's why their products are so dangerous and so many times ineffective. But go ahead.
They will add in times, just one molecule to say that, oh, we've patented a new drug that has existed for years. By the way, the medicine used for glaucoma, the drops that you typically get at your pharmacy, it kind of puts you in a catch-22 because it calcifies your cornea, okay? So over time, just like when – man, so many things I want to talk about. As far as supplements go, because I love studying supplements, your body calcifies over time. One of the things that helps you from calcifying your body is sulfur. When you put sulfur into your body, it's like the giant inner tube on a huge water slide at a theme park. All the metals jump in, and it detoxifies your body of heavy metals or aluminum or anything like that. I don't know if you've read any John Steinbeck, East of Eden. I remember them talking about the prostitutes in that book, and when the doctor would look at them, they would use sulfur to clean out their kidneys. They needed to drain their kidneys, and one strong, one good thing to use is sulfur or variants thereof. I use MSM as a variant, alpha lipoic acid as a variant thereof, and so on and so forth. And this is where our youth lack. They don't read books. Nobody reads anything anymore.
That's right. Yeah, you had these problems, and so you started doing your own research to find out what could work and what would not make the problem worse. And what you're talking about with glaucoma, so many times what they will give you, like we're saying with SSRIs, you got mental problems? Well, let me give you something that'll make those mental problems far worse. Or with your cornea, or glaucoma, let's do something that's going to make your eyesight worse. It's going to have some adverse effects for the very thing that you're trying to treat. But you also wanted to talk about gun control. We don't have too much time, so let's go on to gun control.
Yes, this gun control, and you pointed this out earlier. One of the things I want to make very clear, and to lawyer people on a few things, when this law was established, when our Constitution was written, this was about a balance of powers. Okay, so when these leftists try to make the argument that they were using muskets and they didn't foresee using fully automatic weapons, both sides had equal uses of power.
That's right.
So my argument is.
It was state-of-the-art weapons then.
I hate hearing that citizens shouldn't even have access to full auto. I mean, we had access to full auto up until 1986. Why is this a problem now?
Yes. And you know, you go back and you talk about that, it's a balance of power. They had access to state-of-the-art military weapons. They had access to cannons. And we go back in history and we look at the fact that when they had bows and arrows, they thought that the crossbows were too dangerous for the common people to have. So you have the, it's always about keeping that leverage of power over somebody with the technology that you allow them to have.
I have to say this last thing, by the way, because you often have this misnomer that people with disabilities have, you know, they can't handle guns. Yes, I agree with the mental disability. Actually, when I present this to people, I have a carry card for Indianapolis or for Indiana. And my argument is I'm more vulnerable than mm-hmm. most people. Mm-hmm. I should absolutely be able to carry a firearm on me.
Again, it's the balance of power, isn't it? It's the thing, especially women. It's amazing to me because so many of the gun control advocates are women, and yet the gun is what gives them the balance of power. You had that big football coach who bravely stood to shield these other students and was killed. What if he had a balance of power, you know, against this small kid, had a firearm himself? I mean, that's the key thing, and that you hit right on the point there, Blaine. Let me get to Chris, who's also been holding for a long time. Chris, Long Island, go ahead.
Hi. Well, the first machine gun was invented in the 1700s and deployed by the British.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's nothing new. I've got some lyrics that I wrote in 2012. Very quick. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't need Zoloft or Paxil or Seraphim or Lexapro. Almost as helpful as is a placebo. Celexa. Selective serotonin inhibitors that were the most common causal contributors in 95% of the shootings of recent decades.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's what people need. That kind of Hollywood and Broadway rather than the stuff that we're getting all the time. Did you have anything else to say, or we got somebody else that's been hanging on for a while? I just want to give us a song. All right. All right, thanks, Chris. Thanks for the song. Let's go to John in Ohio. We've got about 2 minutes left, John.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Doing good.
All right, buddy. Hey, I love what all you guys are doing there at InfoWars to get these stories out. And, yeah, with these SSRIs, I was poisoned by these doctors with that stuff. You know, I went through a rough mm-hmm. patch in my life, and, of course, I trusted the doctor's opinion, you know, and just to make a long story short, by doing so, you know, I lost employment and everything from taking, it was Seroquel is what I was prescribed. And they had me on 800 milligrams of that stuff. That's enough to put an elephant down in all respects. And, you know, and it was hell. When I weaned myself off that stuff, it was hell. It was horrible. I went through terrible withdrawals, but the after effects was great. You know, it's like I got my life back again. And
that's great.
People that are on these things, they really need to be aware of what they're taking and how poisonous.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. People don't realize. And that's the thing, you have to do your own research and look into this yourself. Too many people believe that because something is, let's say, legal or given to them by a doctor or a hospital, that's therefore safe. If the FDA approved it, then it's got to be safe. And all of this long list of very serious side effects, don't worry, that won't apply to me. My mom had a stroke based on an antibiotic that she took, and it was life-altering. Paralyzed her on one side, gave her dementia. It was very, very difficult the last few years of her life, but it was because of the medication that she had, an antibiotic. And, of course, it was there in the fine print. If you read the fine print, it's down there, but you don't think that's going to happen to you, do you? And they don't even list the side effects for many of the other things like vaccines. Rand Paul said, I wasn't going to take any opioids. Absolutely not. Even though he was in that kind of excruciating pain, just over-the-counter medicine. All right, that's all the time we got today. Thank you for joining us. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen, Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.